I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd, director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature archived interviews from the collection. Doug, February is Black History Month. What are some of the important projects the Nunn Center is working on right now?
The Nunn Center recently teamed up with UK's Office of Community Engagement, who has partnered with the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights, to launch a project to use oral history to document the lives of inductees to the Kentucky Civil Rights Hall of Fame. It's a great project that's been a long time coming, and this is a way for us to identify these amazing individuals and really get rich interviews about their activities with civil rights in Kentucky. This particular story that I brought today is the story of Raoul Cunningham, who was very active in the civil rights movement in Louisville from a very young age. He eventually became president of the NAACP Louisville chapter. But this particular story, I think what makes it special is he's describing his activities as a teenager, organizing and implementing these very influential protests.
Restaurant wouldn't serve you. You would go in, sit down. And knowing they weren't going to serve you, and you were participating, and we understood that, civil disobedience. The adult NAACP branch was very nervous because it had never been done by high school students before. We were determined we could do it. So we started stewards. You had to go through the store down to the basement. And we were able to just walk in and do that. We did that for about two or three days, and we were able to close them. Over the weekend.
And what do you mean you were able to close them?
Close the restaurant. You couldn't get in. So we stayed in there. There's about 15, 20 of us. Mm-hmm. That following Monday, the adult branch told us not to go. But we got together. Mm-mm. We went. And that was when they arrested us. That day there were 18 of us.
Do you remember what year that was?
Sure. February 1961.
What was the charge?
Disorderly conduct. But at that time, they arrested me, then they bought Lynn, then they bought four others. Mm-hmm. We were all under 18.
What a terrific timepiece to shine a light on events that really didn't happen all that long ago, but have certainly changed our society today.
These teenagers had a major impact on policy and culture. This project is full of stories like this. Our intention is to have these interviews online as soon as possible and to have these interviews continue. We should be interviewing all of the inductees to the Civil Rights Hall of Fame here in Kentucky on an ongoing basis.
And best of luck to you with that project. Doug Boyd has been our guest with the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral Histories in the UK Libraries here on Saving Stories. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.